Hey, it's Paul Stanley here on Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Sonny Pooney.
What's up, dude? How's it going?
I left off Hollywood on purpose because I wanted to see if we get a reaction.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, Sonny.
From me or from
Hollywood Pooney.
Thanks.
I don't know. All right, so people call you Hollywood everywhere you go now. It's just like you can't even get away. I mean, they always did before because that was your childhood nickname, right?
Yeah, it was a work nickname that came up, but yeah, it was pretty early in life.
And it was because you were just Hollywood?
Oh, you don't know the story?
I heard the story back when you first started up with Growing Up Rock.
Yeah.
And you know, what's that been now, like 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
3 years, yeah. So,
Let me refresh the story here. So, we're on a drinking binge in San Francisco. It's back in the day. I'm thinking early 90s, and we end up in a bar. It's midnight or so, and they have karaoke at the bar. And the friends I was with were work friends, and you know, it's interesting. They get drunk, and then instead of having beer muscles and go up there and sing, they instead encourage other people to go do it. Because they, no matter how much they drink, they don't got the balls to do it, right? So they want somebody else to go do it. So as we're drinking more, it's like, oh, Sonny, go up there. I'm like, nah. And we're at the bar, right? And I don't know what key I'm going to be in. Like, I've been drinking all day. And, you know, you go from bar to bar, I've been screaming all day. You don't even know where you're
going. Sure.
So finally, just to shut these guys up, like 1 o'clock in the morning, I go up there and sing. And I, for some strange reason, I did Prince's Kiss.
Nice.
Who knows what key? I don't even know. Don't even remember. I come off the stage and there's people like applauding and stuff. I think it was because I was coming off the stage, to be honest. But you know, there's a couple of guys and girls at the bar yapping, blah, blah, blah. And one of my friends said, oh, see, he's always being Hollywood. And that's where it stuck.
And there was
Hollywood's supposed to be the whole, you're sandbagging to show off later kind of thing.
Oh, no, I've heard that term before. I didn't realize that was where it was from.
Yeah,
that's a good story. I like that. You know, I got to tell you, Sonny, and I know you don't want to hear this right now. You're looking pretty sexy right now. What?
It's the guitars behind
you. You have thinned down, brother. Let me tell you, you looking good.
So you trying it or not?
I tried it for a couple of days, and then I wound up being in a point where I couldn't eat at certain times.
Yeah.
So I was like screwing myself over. So I was like, okay, I'll have to do this another time, but I want to.
Yeah. And for the people listening, what we're talking about is intermittent fasting. I've been doing it now since December. I've tried every diet on the planet. If you ever met me, I'm 550 pounds. Like, I'm a big guy.
He exaggerated.
And the intermittent fasting works. There is absolutely no, I've lost probably 20% of my weight, maybe. Yeah, right around 20%.
Wow.
And all I'm doing is just eating. I'm eating at a 4-hour stint now. I was eating at an 8-hour stint.
I mean, I'm looking at you.
Anything I'm eating. I don't work out. I haven't changed anything except for I only eat 4 hours a day.
I'm looking at you, and it's really obvious. That's awesome. You guys didn't tune in for that. Podcast Rock City, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You didn't tune in for that either, let me tell you. We're an all-kiss podcast. You know that. Jody's not here today. He had to handle some family stuff. So you get Sonny and I, and hopefully we'll entertain you for a little while. As far as Kiss news goes, not a whole lot. However, I saw something today that that I thought was interesting, so I'm going to add that to the news. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
I was on Facebook today. I have left Facebook, but I'm going on Facebook only basically to add shows to our Facebook page. And I saw a post, a Kiss post from Kiss, I guess Kiss Online, and it's buy these classic shirts, you know? And now I might be reading something into this. I don't know. However, they showed this video of shirts, right? So it was like Paul Stanley's solo album shirt, then Gene, then Ace, no Peter.
You think that's normal? What's
but wrong? You think that's on purpose?
I think that's.
Why wouldn't they show
Peter?
It has
Peter? To be on purpose. It has to be on purpose.
Okay, yes.
But I don't think it has a purpose.
It has
so
a
you're
purpose.
Starting to believe it has a purpose. I think it's only just on purpose.
Okay, so yeah, okay. I'm following your brain, which is way smarter than mine. So yes, it's on purpose because somebody made it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't think they just skipped Peter to go to Hotter Than Hell album cover?
That part I'm not sure.
He's on that. He's on that. So I guess I don't know, man. It's just very strange that they showed these solo album t-shirts, unless they were like, nobody's going to buy Peter.
That's possible, I guess.
But Kiss fans are completists, so if you not when it comes to t-shirts, I don't think. They would have to have every solo album t-shirt.
Yeah, you have to admit, though, you can't skip Ace, right? No matter what the poll is on Facebook, Twitter, or anywhere else. Ace
right.
seems to win every poll. So either Ace's people have about like 10,000 burner accounts and they look for all things Ace, or let's just face it, people love Ace. And there's a lot of reasons to love Ace. There's probably not a ton of reasons to hate Ace. There's probably some reason to avoid Ace.
Avoid Ace. Good point. So, all right. So I read into that. But we'll wait and see. I'll go online this week and see if I can't find the elusive Peter Criss solo album t-shirt. One other piece of news. I got it right here. You see it? It says Kiss's Gene Simmons selling Hollywood Hideaway for $2.2 million. Now, that's not his house, right?
No, it's like a second house, I think. And
yeah.
$2.2 million anywhere near Hollywood?
It's cheap.
That's super cheap. So I don't know how old that thing is. I don't know what it might be on fire for all we know.
It could have 650 homeless people living on the property.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, nobody knows.
I don't think they
live. Living in the Hollywood Hills, you know, when you drive on Highway 10 or whatever and you look up, I mean, they're beautiful homes. There's no doubt about it. But every time there's a fire, those homes are in trouble.
Damn.
And so I don't know.
And you're nowhere near any of that right now, are you?
Oh, yeah, I am.
You
oh, yeah.
are.
Oh, all of San Francisco East Bay, the Bay Area period, is a cloud of covered smoke. Like you walk into our garage, you immediately start smelling smoke. You open the garage door, the smoke hits you in the face, basically. And so there's not probably 25 miles you can go as a crow flies in the Bay Area right now where there's not a fire.
But okay, so, but you're not in any danger at the moment. This is something, okay, you know, and I know this has nothing to do with show, but, you know, of course we're family, so, but you're not in any kind of evacuation thing?
No.
Like, no, and then I wouldn't imagine you're in an evacuation thing. What I mean is, are you in any danger or something like that?
No, I mean, there's always danger because everything up here is like a dry brush because there hasn't been much rain. So there's supposed to be lightning, which that's what started it like a week and a half ago or whatever.
Right.
There's supposed to be lightning tomorrow. So literally it could light up anywhere. But, you know, that could, hell, an earthquake could happen.
Sure.
That going to happen.
Sure, you can't worry about all that, I guess. All right, well, we'll be keeping you in mind, and hopefully everything's okay. Our buddy Brent's down there in Texas, and there's always hurricanes coming through there.
Yeah, I saw there's like two right behind each other, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly where in that.
I think he's on the left side.
And he's on the other side.
Happened. Yeah, I think.
Okay. We'll see. I didn't know that. I just keep thinking, first of all, what I'm thinking is we need to get to that house.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Second of all, every time something goes through there, I'm like, oh, Brent. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, all right. So I guess that's pretty much the news. I always wind up getting done with the show and going, oh, I've had one other thing. But that's the cool thing about our show. We can always talk about it next week. By the way, this is episode 299. Which means next week 300, and I have a special lineup, and we're gonna have a lot of fun. It's just, I promise. We will have fun. I don't know about you. Hopefully you will have fun as well. All right. So with that being said, let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City topic of the week.
I guess Gene Simmons' birthday is Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. Well, yeah. 25th?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Today's the 23rd.
Okay, yes, Tuesday. Gene's birthday is Tuesday. He's going to be 700 years old. He was hatched out of an egg. I actually have a magazine that says that he was hatched.
He's aged interestingly. Yeah, that's how I'll kind of put it. Like in the 2000s, he still looked like he was maybe 40 years old. Like he hadn't, all the aging has really come over the last like 5 or 10 years, it feels like.
Right. And I'm imagining that there's a bit of stress, extra stress going on now as kids are older and they're out of the house. Oh, and man. Some people would say that gives you less stress, but really you worry more.
Yeah, that's possible. But yeah, he's 71.
He'll be 71. Yeah.
Yeah. He seems to be in great health. And man, I know some 71-year-olds that are not in such great health. So good for Gene. I mean, after all he went through and after all the stuff he's been through. And if you think about it, I was thinking about it earlier today. Like you back up 2-3 years, there was still stuff on. Oh, he did this on Fox and he touched this woman and he did this and he did that. That's really all kind of died off in the last year or so.
Yeah, right? There was like even the thing, what was passed. It? Wasn't it Ace's ex-girlfriend or whatever?
Yeah, that was kind of the last thing.
The last thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if any, I don't know, I wasn't there. But the, he's probably mellowed out a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
but, you know, he's always going to be the businessman. There's no doubt about that.
But I'm also
very interested to see what happens if Gene passes on. Like, is Kiss done, period? Like, who carries on the brand?
Right.
Right now, that's what he is.
He is the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. The let's do a couple of other things. So, you know, you've read his book, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, growing up in in Israel and if you guys haven't read his book, I'll tell you this. I even enjoyed him reading it. You'll get some people that were like, "Oh, it's not really that good." I enjoyed him reading it. It's really strange. It seems like I absorb more when I'm listening than I do when I'm reading myself. But I found it very interesting. The story about his mom beating the shit out of that lady that I guess smacked him or spanked him for stealing, I want to say it was like figs.
Oh, yeah.
He climbed a fig tree with some other kids, I guess. The lady grabbed him, I guess spanked him. He went home and told his mom. She went home, I guess took a branch off the fig tree and beat the shit out of it. That's her boy.
I enjoyed the audiobook. I honestly enjoyed it. For me, it takes too much concentration to read.
Right.
And I have to think about, like, I'm not an avid reader though. So that, you know, let me preface all this by saying that, but to me, I got to read and then I've got to create the picture in my mind. And then I've got to take myself out of the picture and kind of assess what's going on. When somebody's talking to me, I'm creating the picture as someone's talking to me.
Right. And no, I get that.
Right.
I'm always worried when I'm driving down the road and I'm listening that I'm, cause I'll go there, man. My mind, will create this picture of him standing out in front of the movie theater as a little boy. And that man walking over and saying, "You want to see the movies? Carry these, you know, films up to the thing." And he did. And my mind goes there. I'm always worried that I'm going to drive right into a river or something. You know how there was always, I know you've heard this story before. There was a kid that got killed in a car accident. And when they got there, I want to say like Suicide Solution was playing on the radio and they were like, "Oh man, blah, blah, blah," you know? And they'll be like, "Man, he was listening to Gene's audiobook, man." Yeah. I don't want to go down listening to Gene's audiobook or Paul's for that matter.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned the whole real thing. You know, Gene takes a lot of heartache about not being around the 80s and other things coming into his life and being more important, right? I think one the thing you cannot take away from the guy's work ethic. He might not have had work ethic that was transforming into Kiss things, but he has always been working. That part has not been a problem.
Yeah, whatever whatever he wanted to do, he did.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't Dennis Rodman going to Vegas while the season's happening. Like that's not what we're talking about here. And sometimes I think Kiss fans represent it that way. Is that, "Oh, he was off doing other stuff." That other stuff is not easy to do.
And he wanted to be an actor. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think that he was thinking about Kiss when he was trying to be an actor. But I do think that it was somehow connected, if that's weird, if that sounds right. He's like he thought to himself, he probably thought to himself, "If I get in this movie, Kiss is bound to come up. You know, if I'm in this movie with Tom Selleck, it's just like he said, you can leave the band, but you can never leave the band. You're always, you know, even Vinnie Vincent or Peter Criss or any of them, once they're out, they're still that guy that was in Kiss."
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm surprised by, and I just saw Runaway the other day, and I just saw Wanted Dead or Alive the other day. No Kiss music, right? Like maybe you appease Paul by saying, "Look, they're going to take three of her songs and put it on the soundtrack." Right.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if he was even peddling it. Was he trying to keep it separate?
That's an interesting question. I don't know it. I mean, I remember watching the movie Speed, and it was Mr. Speed is on that soundtrack.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I have that soundtrack too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Speed is on that soundtrack, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah, and in both movies, Gene is the co-actor. He has his name separated from everybody else, so that means he was eligible for any movie awards that would have been there. None of those movies were going to win any awards, let's not get it twisted, but
Rutger Hauer's a badass though.
Yeah, but I can't imagine that you have Gene Simmons as your number two basically, and if he says, "Hey, I can write music, we can use Kiss music, I know guys that write music, what kind of music you want?" I can't imagine that wouldn't at least be considered. I could imagine he doesn't say it.
Okay, yes, probably. And it probably would cost so much money to put Kiss, I would imagine. But one of the things about him is he seems to be, when he focuses on something, it seems to be that's the only thing that he's really focused on. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it always seems – it's just like, at least until something else comes up, they've done so many things. Take the football team for instance, you know, the football team was there. It went for a few years and all of a sudden it's gone. It's like, why? I don't understand. It was fun. Hang on to it. I don't think the league collapsed, did it?
The league didn't, but it's not doing stellar. And I think this is where Joey is absolutely correct. Not that Joey isn't correct on other things. I just give him a hard time. Is that they're just selling the licensing and walking away from the money, you know, with the money, basically. So,
right.
But I'm also a believer of, you know, Gene is, he's concentrated on something, the vault, let's say. He's given it 100% for X amount of time. Whatever that X amount of time is, label it 7 months. Guys, you got this thing. You got me 7 months, 100% in this thing. If you guys can get it off the ground. Otherwise, I got to move to something else.
And it seems like that's what it is. I mean, you like I had heard from people going back to my vault. You know, when I had a great time at my vault, except for just a couple of little things. But, you know, his heart, you could tell it. His heart wasn't into it. It went from, you were told A, B, C, D, E, F, G. These are the things that are going to happen. And we skipped A, B, and C, and we started at D. D was, you know, a 30-minute thing with a dumbass curveball thrown into the middle. And then and Gene had no problem going, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
No matter, you know, and I'm sure we were on the cruise and he played the night before, so he was probably tired. I don't want to throw any excuses out there. But yeah, I think you're right. So, you know, he gives them 100% for a specific amount of time. You know, maybe he thought all the vaults would get sold out.
Yeah. Think about this too. God, did he time it well?
Oh, yeah.
If he waits a couple of years.
Yeah,
like he doesn't even get off the ground. It's done.
Nope.
Right? That means it would have been finalized in 2019. Your first vault would have been in January of 2020.
And it would have been over.
Blink and three vaults in. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, timing-wise, he couldn't have been better. But he's still got half of those 5,000 vaults sitting somewhere. There's no way.
Yeah. You would think that he could blow them out for $500 or $1,000 a piece right now. Not signed. You get it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're better off probably as bulk just selling it to somebody and let them deal with it. It's like, look, I'll take 400 a piece. Just take whatever you want. Sell it for whatever you want. I don't care kind of thing.
Nothing
extra. But it's really lost its gusto. It really has.
At the beginning, though.
It was there.
It was there. Now you've met Gene Simmons. I've met Gene Simmons. Let's talk about that. Because everybody that's watching knows about his career. Everybody knows about his career. We don't have to go, well, you know, in 1973, blah, 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 in 1974, blah, blah, blah. They know, everybody that's watching, you guys know that. We don't have to do that. But I wanted to talk about something that I found very awesome. Now, I've met every member, every original member. I've said this on the show. When I was a little boy, I never thought that was going to happen. Not in a million years. To be fair, my girlfriend, Karen, she really made it happen for me. You know, I met Ace. I met the band in 1993 when they were doing an Alive 3 promotional kind of tour. And they did a thing where you could meet them, but it wasn't personal. It was like, bam, bam, see you later. But they actually served food. But you didn't get a lot of time with them. And, I mean, we're talking, I was 23 at the time. I don't really remember a whole lot about it so long ago. But Peter Criss and Gene Simmons were definitely the most friendly out of the four that I met. Now, Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley were not unfriendly. They just weren't outgoing like Peter and Gene were. I've said this before. Peter sat and talked, and his wife sat and talked to Karen and I for 5 minutes. He teased with me about the fact that I was going to get a tattoo, you kids and your tattoos. And that's when he said, I should really have a tattoo artist right over here and charge you guys as you come through to get the thing tattooed. I was like, you really should. Cause now yeah. I got to go find a place. But, he was very friendly, but the first time I met him, then Gene Simmons, every time I've met him, he has gone out of his way to have a conversation. The no matter when it was, when we met him in Virginia, he did his Q&A, and it was the first time Karen had ever heard this man speak, and he blew her away. She was so impressed by him, and there were people there. This was at a Wizard Comic Con, you know. This was before he had a band to play at them. They played the night before, and the next morning he was doing Wizard. Okay, so we get done, we go stand in line, we go to meet Gene, and we're getting our pictures taken, and the lady goes, they paid for two pictures. And he was like, all right. And everybody does the picture where we're all holding each other. And then he goes, let's do a kick. And he stuck his leg out, you know, and we were all doing like a kick. And then he was like, thank you. And he played around with Karen. Of course. Of course. Because he is a male whore.
And she's Karen.
And she's Karen. And she loved that. That blew her away. Oh my God, this is cool. And then... the next time I met him was at the, I hope I'm not missing anything, Atlanta Vault. So the Atlanta Vault, my buddy Bruce, he bought the vault on the cruise. He got a vault for free for buying a base. That was a special they ran. You buy a base, you get a vault for free. You get to pick it up in your town. He bought the base. He got to stand on stage with Gene, write a song, play bass. We went up to his room on the cruise. It was Bruce and my buddy Doug and his girlfriend and me and Karen, and we're all there in his suite. Shannon came walking in. She's talking to him. She's messing with us. She's picking on him, you know. And we were the last people to be done with him. And I walked over and I asked him, have you ever met anybody that's just blown you away? And I, at this point, I was like 2 feet away from him. And he's going, no, my mom always told me we all poop. That's what he said. And then he goes, you know what? And I know I've told this story on the show, but he grabbed his phone. He opened it up. He swiped through all his things to show me the picture of him with the Dalai Lama. That was so personal. He didn't have to do any of that. He didn't. He wanted to. He wanted to do that. He wanted to take a minute. We had been there 30 minutes with him at this point. They walked around. They handed out desserts, of course, because Gene is a dessert guy. They handed out drinks. We all sitting around. We did our pictures. It was great. He didn't seem like he was in a rush, you know? Whereas Paul apparently is a really quiet person, and I don't know. I can't imagine he's as shy as he came off, but, you know, he doesn't know me. But, you know, he signed the stuff, took the picture, and we were out the door. And my buddy, Doug, was like, I don't know, man. That didn't feel worth the $5,000 you paid for the guitar. and I can't – I don't know. I'm a very fair person. When I make a mistake, I never have a problem saying, this is my fault, okay? And because of that, when somebody accuses me of something that I didn't do, I fucking lose my mind. And especially if once I say, no, I didn't do that. You follow me?
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, I wasn't really all that I wasn't really conversing with Paul all that much, if that makes sense. But Gene was the one putting that forward. Gene was the one going, how are you guys doing? Everybody having fun? You enjoying the cruise? Blah, blah, blah. What's your favorite part? Blah, blah, blah. What's this? You know, he at least made it seem like he was genuinely interested in what was going on when we met him. When I met him at the, when we finally went to the vault in Atlanta, which was after the cruise, I walked in, he looked at my shirt, he goes, Podcast Rock City. And then Bruce goes, oh, yeah, do you listen? He was like, sure, I have so much free time. And he picked on us. But then he sat there and he talked to us. And then I gave him that comic book that I talked about. I gave him a comic book. And he didn't go, oh, man, this is cool. Thank you. He went, oh, man, this is cool. Let me show you something. Quick, opened it up, pulled out the comic book, laid it down, flipped through every page, sat there and told me, the guy who drew the cover is not the guy who drew the inside. The guy who drew the inside had a problem drawing hands, so they had the guy on the inside. They had a different guy do the cover. Blah, blah, blah. This wasn't necessary, but this is what he did. And I'm sorry, but if I had to choose, if there was a door and they said behind one door is Paul Stanley, one, and the other one is Gene Simmons, and I love Paul Stanley, but as much as I do, I'm going to get a conversation out of Gene.
I think that the answer to that question changes on what I'm looking at.
Okay.
If it's to hang out, I would probably hang out with Gene. If it's to have fun, I think Ace wins. If it's to hear their music, I got to say Paul wins. Like, it depends on who it is or what it is, I guess.
I get that.
I think Gene has figured out that when people are around him, they're uncomfortable. So what can he do to immediately try to make people comfortable, right? Where Ace, who I have met, and Paul, who I have not met, seem to be more just kind of, well, there's people around me, right? You know, I'm the greatest, so that's why you're here, right? You know, that kind of thing. And they don't really know. They know how to get it going, but they don't really want to. They don't see value in it. Like, if you want to know something, why don't you just ask? You know, that kind of thing. Versus, I think Gene has figured out it's not easy for people to do that. That right. Whether, and I'm sure, you know, whether people want to hear it or not, he is a larger than life personality. He is.
He is. Right? And he's Godzilla.
So is Tom Cruise, right?
Right.
So, you know, there's Eva Mendes. Like, there's people that are just like, okay, wow, you know, that person's been around my whole childhood, right? That's who I used to watch when I was a kid. Or I don't know why I chose Eva Mendes. I must have just saw Eva Mendes.
I know why. All three people, Gene Simmons, Tom Cruise, Eva Mendes, Sonny would sleep with every one of them.
But I think, Will Smith. I think Will Smith has probably figured out people can't just be around him and just, hey, how you doing? You know, or you kind of get that one fan that is part nervous and part's going to ask every question they can, and then they dominate the conversation. And you got 30 other people there that don't really know how to insert themselves. And I'm that person. When somebody's yapping at one of these guys, I just sit back and, okay, I'll just listen. I mean, I don't need to say anything. I don't care.
Right. I'm going to wait my turn.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I'll wait my turn. But I will say something. Ultimately, you get this. You don't know how many times you're going to get the opportunity to be in the same room with Gene Simmons. I would have thought that one time. When I met him in Virginia, he was going to sign my leg so I could get it tattooed. He was standing behind the thing. I said, where do I go so you can sign my leg? He goes, I mean, he's standing at a table that's this high. And he goes, just put your leg up here. And I go, I can't put my leg up there. He goes, yeah, you can. So I put my leg up there, and he immediately starts flirting with this girl that's like three behind me. She was hot, but he's flirting. And my leg is cramping, and I pull it down. And then he looks at me, and I put it back up, and he starts talking with that girl again. In my head, I'm like, this dude is screwing with me. So finally, I put it up there. He signs it. Karen goes, would you do a bumper for our show? And he's like, absolutely. I walked off for that because I figured she was cuter than I was, so she had a better chance. But like I said, he was friendly. He's just cool, man. And Ace and them were cool too. Like I said, the only time I ever had a bad experience was with Peter because he wouldn't do a bumper, and he's not obligated to. He's not obligated to. But it was just how it got handled. Everybody knows. You all know. just left a Bad taste in my mouth. What about your experience? I know that people could go back and listen to your vault experience, but you had a great time meeting Gene.
Yeah, that's the only time I've met Gene. I've not been on a Kiss cruise, so I haven't had that opportunity. I've not been a, I would say the last 5 to 7 years, maybe I've changed my stance on meeting some of these folks that I admire, right? Musicians, movies, whatever. My stance was, I don't know if I want to meet these people, you know, I don't know if I can listen to their music or their art or watch their art if I don't have a good experience with the person. Right. But about 5 years, 7 years ago, I was like, eh, you know, I can probably get by that.
Oh yeah.
Gene was nothing but nice. You know, I was fine all day at the vault. There was no issues.
It was you and your brother.
Me and my brother.
Yes.
No issues. And when they called and said, all right, you're next up about 10 minutes. That's when I started having issues. But my brother had a few, so he was feeling good. So he was like, woo-hoo. You know, usually he's the introverted guy. Mm-hmm. And he was all extroverted. And when we kind of walked in, I was like, oh my God, that's Gene Simmons right there. You know, and he didn't make me feel that way. Right.
No,
he really didn't. And he was nothing but nice. And Shannon had called him while he was there, while we walked in, and he was going to silence the phone. And he goes, oh, it's the woman. I'm like, well, I can answer for you. And he was about to hand me his phone and then realized I probably would hit answer, and he pulled it away.
I would hit answer.
That's right.
I've told Shannon good night on Twitter probably a dozen times, and about 5 times the next morning I woke up and it said good morning. She's cool, you know. And Sophie, I met Sophie, she was super nice.
Yeah, yeah. So nothing but cute. Nice with Gene. I've never met Paul. Haven't met Peter. Or obviously didn't meet Eric Carr or Mark St. John. Met Eric Singer a couple of times. He wasn't as outgoing. It was almost, in both situations, it was almost he wanted to make sure that he was in the room and he was filling up the room more than he was about, let me go see how many fans I have here. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like, you know, he's kind of like that. Hello, I'm here.
In Indy, kind of like in Indy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he came to start signing autographs, he was like 3 tables away from us.
Yeah.
And he was the center of attention. I mean, he should be, he's the guy in Kiss. Yeah. I get that. But, Tommy Thayer was awesome.
And Bruce. Super easy to talk
super,
to.
Yeah. Very, very cool. But Gene, I still say of the original members, Ace is probably just
he's who he is.
He's super quiet. He does this and this and this. These two little things. And wasn't mean. It's not, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it just wasn't. And I guess he doesn't. He knows that part of his he has to do. He knows he has to do that part. He just probably doesn't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's
I think some of these guys. Some of my favorite musicians. I mean. They just want to entertain.
Right. Yeah. It's like, can I just get on stage and play
they've
guitar?
Gotten past the, you know, I got fame. I'm going to sign autographs, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure 3, 4, 6, 7, 10 years in, that shit gets old quick. Then it's like, look, I just want to entertain. I did all that so people know me. They're not going to leave me because I'm going to keep doing the same thing. So I don't need to keep doing that. And I never liked it anyway. So I keep doing it, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Ace isn't garnering new fans right now. He's living with the fans he had. Like, there's a name brand that's, I mean, once he's gone, the name brand's gone. There's no reason for anybody to keep going with it unless Kiss wants to sell icon stuff.
Is it Ace? Now, you know, and if you think about Gene, Paul, Ace, Peter, Ace is the only one that's been able to separate himself from Kiss and be semi-successful. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, Gene Simmons puts a solo album out. Peter puts 5 solo albums out. Paul's solo album's good, doesn't blow up like Ace's, you know. But Gene still is always the demon. I often wonder, when I look at his makeup, like I've looked at his makeup, and when I was a kid, I remember not knowing what it was. Like I'm looking at it right now, and I wonder what made him go, I'm going to put bat wings on my face. When I read that that's what that was, because I was little the first time I saw it, and it was a while. I thought it was just a design. And once he said it's bat wings, damn, I see it in me. Yeah. You know, but I was younger, and I didn't get it. But as soon as I read, oh, it's bat wings, wow, it really is bat wings. I want what kind of a creative mind? I mean, some people might go, oh, well, that's easy. But to me, it's not. If somebody sat me down and said, design your makeup,
it could have happened by just mistake, right? He's happens to be watching Batman, or who knows? Like there's other things that could have created it. I think whatever becomes iconic at some point, there's some magic that creates it X amount of time ago, and the longevity makes it larger than life. There's no, like, you're right. These guys don't get past Dressed to Kill. Nobody gives a shit about Kiss, and who cares how he came up with his makeup?
Yeah.
Right? Just certain things had to fall into place for us to even honestly even care. And I'm not sure, would anybody be talking about it if they don't do the reunion? If they would have continued on the track that they were on through Carnival and just keep going like they are, does anybody ever even bring up, except for, oh man, they got to put the makeup back.
God, it'll be so great. Be the best thing ever.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, that's all, right? But it's interesting because you hear all these Kiss podcasts or all the stuff on Facebook or Twitter. You rarely see pictures without them in makeup. Like, you know, it's like 28 years ago, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
5 years ago.
Good point. I as a matter of fact, I don't know if I still have it. I guess I don't. Oh, I took a picture of it because I thought it was fun. And I told everybody about it. But, you know, I wanted to make sure. So, like I said, there was a 1970s issue of, I guess it was People magazine. Let me tell you, there's a 1970s issue of Rolling Stone out right now. Kiss has like this much of a page. I flipped through that whole damn thing. This much of a page about Kiss. It's so disrespectful. I mean, you've got a whole chunk in there for AC/DC. Deservedly so. Skipping over. This is the picture. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
That's new. Fairly new. It's reunion. It's not. That is not.
Classic.
And I always said, you know, and for those of you that are not watching this on YouTube, you're not seeing the picture. Go over to the YouTube channel, Podcast Rock City YouTube channel, subscribe, and you can see it. But you probably have the magazine already because we're crazy and we buy everything with Kiss in it. Although I did not buy that magazine, I'm not going to lie. So Gene Simmons, band is nothing without him.
That's a tough one.
Bold statement.
Like you could say that about Paul. You could say that about Ace. I'm not even sure you can say that about Peter. That's just my personal opinion. Send your hate mail to us. I don't care.
Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. Yeah. Thanks for that. I keep forgetting.
Unlike my best friend, at least I remembered he was still in the band. But anyway, I don't know if you can say there's no Kiss without him. I think there's a different Kiss. I don't know if there is big and business minded. There's something about at least Paul and Gene, and a lot of people would say Ace along with that, that creates this magic that created what's there. I think no singular one of those guys could have done what they did collectively together, if that makes sense. I think they would have been successful in their own right. I don't think there's any doubt there's not doubt in most people's minds that Gene would be successful in whatever he decided to do.
Right. He had drive. So did Paul.
So did Paul, right? Ace could have easily been, you know, dead at 27. Who knows, right?
So like, Peter too.
Yeah, yeah. So, but Paul and Gene, they would have been successful. You put two of those together, you get what you got. And Yeah, I don't know if you can just unplug Gene and say there's no kiss. I don't know. I don't know if that's absolutely true. I think it's just different.
But in just about everything that I read from or watch, as far as documentaries go, it's always Paul was great, Ace was great, Peter was great, but Gene grabbed imaginations. Gene, fill in the blank. So, I mean, the Alive is when they really blew up. Okay, so let's throw that. Let's go there. He wasn't, and to be, you're right, he wasn't Gene Simmons at that point. It's Gene Simmons, yeah. You know? He wasn't that. So I guess it's fair to say the music is really what propelled them first in the live show.
Yeah, and then there's personality, right? So you have four guys who are deciding to go out and try to be equals somewhat. But there's no way. You can't put four personalities out there into the marketplace and think that the U.S. is going to just split them in four. Like, it doesn't work that way, right? So, and plus, especially when they're not the same personalities, and one's bigger, one's a little more shyer, one's worried about the party, right? One doesn't even know where he's at today. You know, you get that kind of stuff, you're going to start splitting up the fan base of whose favorite blah, blah, blah is what, right?
Yeah.
And in those situations, whether people like it or not, personality wins. That's just how it is, because that's what gets you noticed. And Gene had that. So I agree. In 75, I don't think you have Gene Simmons, the larger than life character. I think the minute the focus goes on Kiss, that there's something to be reckoned with there, then I think there's people watching going, all right, which one of these guys am I attaching myself to? Because I don't think any human can attach to all four of them equally. I don't think that's possible.
No. No, I agree.
To me, it was more Ace just because he seemed fun. Right? Kiss does not last as long as this lasted if Ace continues to be in this band. There's no way. Right?
Right. No, it falls apart.
Yeah. He would have done something stupid that whatever. But
he may be dead.
Oh, yeah. I wanted a fun guy, and Ace just kind of, it was the stumbling. It was the guitar playing. And how can he play guitar when he looks like he's going to always kind of fall over? Like, that's what kind of got me interested.
It's true.
I think if any band is that way, I don't think there's a single band out there that has four or five equal opportunity personalities. I can't think of one. Even the Beatles, right? You would have to say either Paul or John, it's got to be one of those two that are more popular than the other two. There's
right. Yeah, that. Yeah.
Right? Now, yeah. You could argue whether that's Lennon or McCartney. You could argue if Lennon wasn't dead, would he be less popular? You don't know, right? But it wasn't going to be all four. That's just not how it works.
Yeah. They were lucky. Gene and then, I mean, so once again, Gene Simmons, though, became so iconic once they blew up. Once they blew up, his face was the face.
Yeah.
It was the face. And usually it had a tongue sticking out, fire coming out of it, or blood.
Yeah.
Because those were the three things that really made people go, whoa.
Yeah.
What in the world? But it's lucky that as far as the fire breathing goes, it's lucky Bill O'Coin suggested it. As far as the blood spitting goes, I don't think I've ever heard if it was his idea or Bill's.
Could have been Sean's for all we know. We don't
sure.
Know.
Oh yeah, good point too.
Yeah, right. But I think there's the shock and awe.
Right.
He's not doing anything that's shocking people. He's writing some great songs. He's an amazing entertainer, guitar player, and he can sing great. Mm-hmm. And you know, women are screaming every time he says he's going to take his top off or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I have that same problem.
Or whatever. Yeah, me too. Watch. Look, I take my
shirt. Oh, you beat me to it. Hollywood!
But it's the shock and awe. And I think that's what people remember about Ace too. Dude, if it's not for the smoking guitar solo, you know, maybe he doesn't get the same love that he's gotten for all this time. There's something about Shock and Awe, and I think that's what kept Alice Cooper out there. Because I can tell you, like, Alice Cooper music, the guy's talented, yeah. His voice, I don't know if I can listen to 10 Alice Cooper songs in a row, to be honest.
I've never seen him in concert. I really would like to. You're
amazing.
You're about to see him again, aren't you, on the, for your
Monsters of Rock.
Monsters of Rock. Man, there's a good chance he's just going to be wandering around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen him 5 times. All 5 times were amazing.
Okay, go to the golf course. He'll be there. It's so funny.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, you know, the Mike Douglas show doesn't hurt, right? Gene being able to put two sentences together without an "ack" or laughing or whatever.
Right, right, right. Every joke has so many jokes.
Yeah, right. So I think even my wife, Nicole, who's not a Kiss fan by any means, like if she saw Ace doing an interview or CeCe DeVille doing an interview, one of those guys, she'd be like, oh, okay, that's, yeah, that's a rocker doing an interview. But if she saw Gene or Paul or Dee Snider, Ted Nugent or Blackie Lawless, yeah, some of these guys got political views nobody wants to hear, but they're intelligent individuals.
They are intelligent.
Don't scream rock star stupid.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
So then she'd be like, who's that? And it's like, that's Gene Simmons. Really? Why is he on Channel 7? Because he's Gene Simmons. What do you mean?
Right, right. Gene was on a Fox Business, maybe, and Karen's sister sent me a text. Hey, I just saw Gene Simmons on Fox Business. He's really smart. I was like, dang, that's the, all right. Anyway, all right. So listen, we've talked Gene Simmons into the ground. There's so much we could talk about. This is just our opinion on the Demon, and we love the guy. He, you know, for me, he's been there my whole life. He's a lot of fun. I've had the honor of meeting him a few times, and man, he was great. He was terrific. I hope it happens again. I hope I meet Paul Stanley again, because if I meet Paul Stanley again, I'm gonna ask questions. I'm going to force him to speak to me.
Yeah. How do you make that rigatoni? Can you tell me?
Yes. Can you write it down? Write down the recipe for the rigatoni for me, please. And that would be a cool piece of Kiss merchandise to have. I have problems. I got problems. I'm just sitting back and going, man, that would be cool. You don't have to sign it. Just write it.
Even Gene is looking at some of those Twitter feeds going, Brussels sprouts? Really, Paul? I'm surprised he doesn't put that in there. That would be fun
that
to
would
see
be.
That Twitter say Gene Simmons with a little check mark that says, really, Paul, Brussels sprouts, dude? And then, like, put a picture of a cupcake or something.
Yeah. Paul is getting very serious right now on Twitter, and I have to stay away. I don't really like Twitter. I think it's just too political. But, you know, Paul, even Paul has been like, get out and vote, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, can't you say get out and bang as many chicks as you can? Because that'll make me feel so much better about what you're saying. Wear a mask. Anyway, all right, so that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much, Mr. Hollywood. I appreciate it. Hopefully Jody and everybody in that camp is okay. They're fine. They have, you know, a family thing going on. I'll send him our best wishes. Next week, episode 300, and I've got everybody that is – I'm trying to get everybody that's ever done this show to be on with me. So, and I mean hosted. I'm not going to get Eric Singer on again. However, we're going to do our best and it's been really cool. 299 shows. I'm doing it with two great guys. And I've been on with so many fun people. It's been amazing. 7 years. And we'll see what happens next week. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I put feelers out. So thank you guys. You got anything to add, Mr. Hollywood?
No, thanks for listening. Keep the comments coming. And happy birthday, Mr. Simmons.
Yeah.
Age 71.
71 years old. And you know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love KISS podcasts. And you're going to hear commercials for all the – you know what the truth is that we only love some of them. I know I say that all week, but here's the thing. It's true. And you're going to hear all the commercials right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. KISS! It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.